Welcome, everyone, to Social Media for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and I am the founder of ConsciousBusinessTelesummit.com and SelfCareMastery.com. So I was, as I was preparing for this call, I just got the idea that I really should call this Connect with Your Tribe, because social media is one of the ways that we connect with our tribe. But there's other things that I wanted to cover. So I'm just going to touch base on some of the things that we left off on in our last call. And I realize that many people are unable to make this call physically live because I've changed the time. And unfortunately, it's the only time that I could do it. But I felt strongly enough that in order to really have this training be complete, it needed to cover more the tribe aspect, which I think is really, really important. And so I wanted to make sure that you had all of the information now, because it's going to be really a different experience once you really feel into everything fully. So I'm going to probably rename this Connect with Your Tribe, because that feels a lot more of what it's all about. So I'm going to see who may want to check in. I know that we're a light crew, so there's probably only going to be a few of us. No pressure. I've got plenty of content. But if you do make it interactive, if you do have a question, if you do have a comment, especially since we're smaller, it may actually be even more powerful, and you may get personal attention for your particular questions. So I'm just going to see who may want to check in. Hi there. It's Adela. Would anyone like to check in?
Hi, Adela. It's Rose.
Hey, Rose. Great to hear you, darling.
Hi. Good to be here.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited.
Me too. I'm very excited because this is all like building for me.
Absolutely.
And things are really starting to gel. So this can also be what's happening for everyone else. So just the potential that's available when we work like this intensely together is just extraordinary. So thank you, Rose, for being here, because I feel the through line of our collective working together in the mornings, and so that's going to make this so much richer. Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who else would like to check in? There may only be... Actually, I think that's all that's here. So there's just, besides you, the two of you, Sharon and Rose, and the recorder, and Adela.
Oh, wow.
And
Sheila's here, and Sheila has something, and is also on another call, but I love being live with you, so. And I love that you, like, you're multi-classing all over the place, so you can relate to it totally.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to switch us over to lecture mode. Actually, I'm going to put us over in Q&A. Q&A doesn't feel so separate to me. And so when I just stop and ask for any comments or questions, then you can just press *7 and speak. And so I love it that it's an intimate group. I'm a big intimacy person, so I love that we'll be able to really connect, and I will be able to specifically help you and answer your questions. And I've got to believe, and I know that this is all perfect. And so it feels extraordinary to be able to work together this way. So let's just take a moment, take a nice deep breath, and exhale. And just feel yourself fully connecting to yourself. Open, expanded, flowing in movement. An energy that comes apart and comes together dynamically in each moment, anew, livened by life, imbued with presence. And on every breath, just really get that. Take another nice deep breath. This is a conscious energy shift. Exhale and connect to your tribe. And on this call, feel that super connection to your tribe, and then kind of like, it's almost like another circle of connection, just even coming out of that, widening up even more. Feel yourself connected to the tribe that you are here to serve, that you are here to play with, that you are here to partner with. And just feel that tribe. You may get specific images, sounds, sensations. You may feel something in your body. You may just get tingly feelings, or you may feel warmth. And you may get specific things, specific people, even a specific something that hasn't occurred yet, and you see it like it's right now. Maybe someone you're going to meet, someplace you're going to go. It's being poised on the pathway. And just feel it here, already here. It's just coming into your world, coming into being, coming into connection with you. And this is how life conspires with you. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just really feel yourself super connected as if you are a multi-streaming occurrence. And you are super connected, just like synapses, right? You don't necessarily even being touched, but you can come together just like a synapse, right? To that perfect point, that perfect person, that perfect presence of you right now. And just knowing that in this way, the universe is always sourcing you. And in this moment, as we explore what connecting with your tribe is, I'm going to share things with you that I've found really useful and helpful. And you're going to have questions about how you can bring this into your world. Something's going to attract you. Something's going to be, that feels good. Oh, I want to go there. You know? It's just kind of like when you go to the movies and you see all the titles of the screenings. And you definitely know, ooh, I want to see that movie. Like that. So take a nice deep breath and exhale and just allow that kind of like to seep into your physical body. Whatever is ready to pop will pop. You'll get an idea. You'll say something. Someone else may say something and it'll be like off to the races. You'll know exactly where you're going. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale, and just know it's here, and you're open to it. So I wanted to start off with any questions lingering from our last session or any questions you want to make sure that we cover on this call. And I've got this call scheduled for about an hour, and we can run over like maybe 15 minutes if we need to. But since it's a smaller group, perhaps it may not even run that long. We'll see. Lots of times, time is irrelevant, and we'll get all kinds of things done, and it'll be the perfect time. So who would like to either, it could also be, you know, something that you've gotten and that you've implemented, whatever it is. Let's land something in terms of how we're going to move into the call. So star 7, and since there's so few of us, we can all check in, actually. Not to put you on the spot, but just anything that you're implementing, any question that's left over, or any question you want to make sure we cover. So star 7. Yes?
Yes.
Adela? Yes?
Go ahead.
Is that Sharon?
It's Rose, and I think there was somebody else before me.
Okay. So there, it was Rose, and I thought I heard Sharon.
Yes, I'm here too, Sharon.
Okay. So, Sharon, why don't you go first, because I think you spoke up, and then just star 7, Rose.
Okay.
And so we'll take you both. I'm sorry, star 6. Star 6.
I don't really have a product yet. It's here. I have a book. I'm getting ready to record music, but I don't have a product that's ready to put online yet. I have a website, but that's all I have.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one moment, Sharon. I'm sorry. This is really bad. I'm going to put us on lecture mode again just to see what happens if the line gets better. And now I'm going to go back onto Q&A because I could barely hear you. There was a hum before. All right. So star 7, Sharon, and let's start again. So you need to press star 7. Sharon. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you've got the buzz on your line.
I know.
Okay, all right, we'll do the best we can. So go ahead. You don't have a product.
Okay, I don't have a product to put online quite yet. I've written a book, and I'm getting ready to record music. And I've been on your other calls, so, you know, I've got all that input. And it's been glorious. It's been a wonderful way for me to get clear on how to proceed using social media. And I'm excited about it because it's a great way for me to connect because I've been in my creative cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
So with that background, my question is, what is the best way to come back out into the world, I guess would be my question. Do I develop my product first, or do I get blogging, even though I don't have anything to give away? Or do I develop the product first? I mean, what's my best sequence here? Get out, build a tribe, and then bring the product in?
Okay, so you're wondering about the sequence of this stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a tribe right now?
Very small.
A small tribe.
Not really. I have been in my cocoon, in my what I call my creative cocoon.
I have
been writing, I have been, you know, doing music, blah, blah, blah. So I haven't really been very social.
Right.
In any way, business-wise or...
Listen, I totally know where you are.
Let's just say it was my time. It was my gift to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've moved. Actually, I had sold everything, and I was traveling. I was living in Spain. I was living in the Caribbean. I moved around a lot in that process. So, you know, I've come back and re-landed, and I choose not to connect back into my old tribes because they don't fit me anymore. So this
right.
is like creating new tribes, joining new tribes. This is, you know, truly, truly, you know, the butterfly coming out.
This is so exciting.
I am so excited.
Man, I just feel you. You know, and I'm going to have to talk.
I'm bursting.
I know, and I'm going to have to talk to you offline because I've been wanting to do that. I started selling things, and then my parents got sick, and I couldn't leave. But I was going to do that very same thing. I was just going to travel all over the place. So we'll have to have chat, girlfriend.
Okay, we'll do that.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna answer this right now, but we're gonna address this and then we'll weave back. This is an exciting place. So do me a favor and just press *6 again, Sharon, so we can get. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon. Yeah, this is an exciting. This is part of the dance too, and it's such a great question. It's basically, you're asking a number of questions here. And so I'm going to just kind of let that percolate for a little bit, and then we're going to come around and weave into it, and we will address that. And I'll check in with you before the end of the call to make sure that you've kind of got a solid sense of what's next. So wonderful, Sharon. Thank you so much. Who's next? Check in, question.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hello.
Hello, Rose.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
I just want to say, first of all, Sharon, it could have been me speaking when you were talking about having had a lot of time for yourself and traveling, and I did that for about 14 years, and I'm in a different place now where I'm really starting to build my business, although I don't even like to call it a business. It's really more than a business. but where I am now is I have networks in several different countries of people that I'm connected to, but I'm really at the beginning of building my list, you know, my list of people who really want to work with me. So there seems like there's a huge gap at the moment between what I want to do and actually being connected with the people who will want to work with me. What I got from last week's session was that I really want to use my blog. I want to use my writing to connect. And so I signed up for Bee's course yesterday, for the blogging course, and I'm going to create a new blog. So I'm excited about that. And I thought alongside of that I would probably get into Facebook, although I don't feel particularly attracted to it. So one question I have is there a kind of beginner's guide to Facebook? Because I go in there and I look at it and I really don't know where to start. And I know it's probably extremely simple once you know what you're doing, but I just get a bit overwhelmed by technological stuff sometimes. Once I know how to use it, I'm fine. But at the beginning, it's like, oh, no, this doesn't feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, so the main question is, I'm really ready to go and to start connecting with people and wanting to do that. I feel sometimes a bit all over the place at the moment because I've got so many different projects I want to do, and I feel like I really need to focus in on just building my my list of subscribers, my list of people who want to work with me.
Yeah. So. Wonderful. Oh, this is so delicious. We're going to have such fun today. Yay. Thanks. These are all such fantastic questions. I can see that you guys are ready to rock and roll. This is so awesome. This energy, this burgeoning energy of like wanting to bust through because you're like so ready. So ready. Oh, you guys are just perfect. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sheila, I know you're with us. I think it's just the three of us, actually. Actually, the four of us.
Yeah, actually, so I still the thing I want to hear, I know you're in love with Ning, or we're in love with Ning and the groups, and I have it. I'm in several groups, and it's, for me, it's a pain to even go up there and remember to go there and get started. Like Twitter, when I go in there, I can look and see everything at once and play a little bit and then move on, and it's just like it's a chore. So out of this call, I want that to be less of a chore, because there are actually some Ning groups I'm in, I've signed up for and paid for, that probably it could be promoting my work. But I know also the big thing about the whole social media is not you just don't go in and promote, you need to be building relationships. So how do you take time, how do you do it easily? Easily is probably the main thing.
Yeah. How do you leverage it? Yeah, absolutely. How do you leverage your time with this stuff?
Great way of putting it. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sheila. That's a great question. Yeah. Well, I'll share with you the kind of things that I do, definitely, on this call. And I will also share with you about all of this stuff. The main, it's paradoxical, okay? But the focus is not to promote your work, and I know that you know that intellectually, but energetically, yet, we're still looking. I can feel it on this call, is how do I get myself out there? Kind of wacky, right? You know that the way to get yourself out there is by not feeling this urge of like, oh, my God, I got to get myself out there. And the paradox is that all social media really is about creating relationships that you want to have, right? Because you have to want to have these relationships. So if you're joining a network because it's got your market, but you find that you're not going up there, that's very telling. The energy isn't being sourced from the right place. The energy being sourced from the right place, it feels compelling. You want to, you know? It's something that suits your style. It's something that resonates for you, and the people resonate for you. So I think that a lot of the biggest playground is finding the watering holes that where people see you, where people get you, and where you get other people, and you want to actually get to know these people. You know, like I can tell you that from the people that are joining, and this is like right now, it's since I've been doing the conscious energy shifts, I really have come a little bit more online with the network. I want to get to know some of these people. I want to have conversations. Like, I definitely don't want to talk to Sharon now that she shared that with me, because it's a commonality. So a commonality of experience and a commonality of dream or vision. And it also has to do with your style of connection, which we talked about in the first call. And there's an energy to your essence, and there's a style of connection that is uniquely yours. And so that's the litmus test that you should be using any time you are tempted to explore social media. So when you're looking at your social media strategy, everybody's talking about social media strategy, I find that my social media strategy can shift. And you know what? I'm really not attached. Sometimes I'm so active on Twitter and so active on Facebook. And I barely do anything on LinkedIn, and once in a while I'll do something on LinkedIn. There are things that you can do so it seems like you're engaged. But the truth of the matter is that if you don't visit these sites, and if you just got things going on automatic pilot, it's like a broadcast, and that's not a relationship, right? Because you can hook it up so that your Twitter feeds to your LinkedIn and feeds to your Facebook. And do you think that people who are reading and on multiple networks aren't seeing that your stuff is automated? Of course they are. They're seeing the same tweets. They know. So the thing is about, and there's nothing wrong with those things, but it's the degree to which you rely on that to create a relationship for you that is totally out of the ballpark. It's just, it's not going to happen. Because a relationship is all about engagement. And so, like anything, like, you know, when you select a partner, you know, somebody who's going to be living with you, aren't you selective? Aren't there certain things that you look for in terms of resonance? Because you know that in coming together, each one of you is actually, you know, a much greater being because of the alignment. Don't you select your friends this way? Don't you have to have things in common? Don't you want to be able to laugh with them? Don't you want to be able to share, you know, experiences that you have in common and common dreams? It's the same thing, and this is at the core of conscious social media. It's about what's real, folks. And so this is going to shift and change. So there are no, you know, I can give you some guidelines. I can give you some ideas. But I can tell you that how you actually implement these things, it goes back to what I say about being connected to right now and constantly accessing and checking in to see what's right in this moment. Right now, what's your strategy? Like, let's say, okay, you know what? For the next month, I'm going to play like this. And I'm going to try this, and let's see how this works. And then be open to things that land for you, an intuitive download where you all of a sudden get this idea, oh, my God, I see how I can be using Twitter, you know. These things will come to you. They will come to you. So one of the other questions that I heard was about building a list. Yes, a list is one way of having a tribe. It's not the only way. And it is an essential element of online marketing. So if you've got a home on the web, you know, the way that you communicate, the way that you send the mail is through your list. And so, of course, that's important. But we'll, the list, and I've got a list of about 10,000, and I can tell you that depending on what's going on, different numbers of people get engaged, so you can also not get attached to your list. The thing that really needs to be propelling you in every movement is your message. What are you just so on fire about that you just can't wait to tell people about? That you can find ways of sharing with them things that you know that could help them in terms of the message. And then the other thing is in social media is to see what people are up to in the same playground. What people are in that game? They're playing the same kind of game, and each one of you is doing it their own unique way. How are they doing it? And so part of what you're looking to do in all of these social media is to create an opportunity for a real connection. And I will tell you that a real connection is going to start with a telephone call. So if you're thinking of, like, staying removed in social media, it's not going to happen. And chances are that even with some of these relationships, you're actually going to meet in person at some point. You're going to want to. I'm talking about real, living world relationships, not a quid pro quo, you mail for me and I'll mail for you. I can tell you that the level of engagement in that kind of a transaction is very different than someone who is really aligned with their community and knows their community and serves their community and is present and engaged with their community. It's such a different thing. When you do a, if you do a mailing, like let's say you have a list, and you're very engaged with your list, it's highly responsive. Some people can have a list of 100,000 people. And yet they'll sell products. But I'll bet you that that's not the only thing that you want to do. I know that you want to make a difference. I know that you have a message. I know that you care. I know that you believe that what you have will actually make a difference for someone else. And so this is a totally different way of relating. And so we're looking through social media to find ways, you know, where we start building a resonance, where we start building a conversation, you know, where you start getting to know the other person. And this does require time. But it is worth every single investment of the time because then you will have people to partner with. you can actually endorse the work of someone else. You know them personally. You know the caliber and quality of the person. You know their level of integrity. Integrity. You know them. And that is a totally different thing. And the kind of list that you build when you relate consciously is a totally different kind of list. It's not a list. It's your tribe. And you are a member of the tribe. And you're interacting with your tribe. And you're leading a specific thing. But everyone is at cause and leading in their own world. And so as you relate to people consciously and in a real life relationship, your tribe will grow like you will not believe. So that is really the core. That is what lets you know. And you could find these people anywhere. You could find them on Facebook. You could find them on LinkedIn. You could find them in Yahoo groups. So the way to build your list, the way to get your work out in the world is to be your message, to engage, to have real relationships, have real connection. And your products, the products that come out of this level of engagement will be solid products because you've got a solid body of work. And the body of work does not arise, and Rose knows this. Rose has been at this, each one of us, I'm going to imagine, has been at our work for a while. But once you are your work, then you need to let the world know. And letting the world know is going to take a very unique stream through you. And so you have to pay attention to this. So I wanted to cover a little bit, I wanted to lay that groundwork because that's so, so important. Let me just stop right now. You're on Q&A. Does anybody have any comments or questions around what I just covered? Star 7, I'm still on Q&A mode.
Hi, Adela.
Mm-hmm.
Rose, I don't know if there's somebody else before me, but...
I think you're first.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, yeah, when you talk about the tribe, that feels so much more heart-centered to me than talking about a list. A list
yeah.
always sounds very sort of impersonal and almost like, I don't know, but the tribe really, really connects me with my heart. And that's what my real longing at the moment is, to create community
mm-hmm.
and create a conscious community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know that the two things that I love to do, one is I love to write and the other is I love to be in sort of learning communities and facilitate learning communities. I think the bit that is difficult for me is to know how to, I spend all of my time doing that and getting ready and to know how to connect that with actually making a living. That's the difficult bit. So that's where it's like, how do I stay in my heart and with my longing and with my passion and also sustain myself?
Because, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and there are certain things that need to be in place, and a list is one of them. List is one of them. And there are certain elements that need to be in place. Absolutely, Rose. Yeah, that will. And there's a way to use these systems, but I just want to make sure that even when you're feeling, okay, I've got to make the money, because it's a real thing, and I understand that. I totally get that. But still, when that comes up, what I say is access the energy of the movement and have that fill you. Just because I've noticed that the focus on the money actually takes away from actually making the money, because it's really showing energetically the lack that you're feeling, the need.
Yeah.
And it's just a different creation that's possible. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen, because it does. So when it does, what I'm saying is tap into the energy of what really is sustaining and moving you. It's just change your focus. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And there are tools that you can implement, yes, of course. And there are systems that you can implement to start, you know, making a living with your online business. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, and I know, and that's not within the context of this call, but I can tell you that will be addressed. And if I don't cover it on this call, I can definitely, you know, write about the things that I feel that are elements to need that you need to get in place.
Okay.
So, thank you, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Sheila. On the other hand, I wrote down what Rose said, and when you find the answer, and even before as you're finding the answer, it just sounded so beautiful, powerful. Just how do I stay in my heart with my longing and with my passion and sustain myself?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, are people looking for answers to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that is what I'm pointing to in terms of the paradox of it. And the biggest thing, Rose, this is the big tip I'll share on that. The quickest way to start accessing the money is to lead a movement. And so that might be like really stepping into something much bigger than you're comfortable in. That might be making a really big commitment that you're really scared about. Because there's something about when you've got something that's a little bit beyond your reach, and you have to do it. Like, let's say, for me, my husband and I split up, and basically, I was homeless. And I had given up my apartment, you know, and not like I had nowhere to go. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to make money now. It's crazy, but sometimes when there's a certain level of safety, you're not willing to take the bigger risk. And I can't tell you what that is for you. If I were coaching you, I could probably guide you. But I can tell you that it's in when you really reach for something much, much bigger than you can possibly do right now, that will create all kinds of things. So that's one of the ways that I've done it. So I set an impossible goal for myself and something I was terrified of doing, which for me were the telesummits. But it also aligned with who I am as a person. You know, I love to connect with other people. I love featuring someone's brilliance. I love creating community. So I have a suspicion that it's around creating community and you becoming much more visible than you are right now, Rose. So... Anyway, thank you, Sheila, for chiming in. And, that is the challenge for those of us that are heart-oriented practitioners is really being in our heart and still, you know, having an abundant life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what I was responding to also or my pointing out to Rose for me was her, because she's also said she's a writer, is her use of the words. Capturing those words and the way they're expressed is very enrolling to have people want more, want the answers. So I could see writing on that, blogging on that, and definitely when she totally has the answer, but we can be writing as we're finding the answers. Because we're also talking about social media and blogging. So I just think it's a great one line, but more than that. So
absolutely. Rose is definitely a writer, and she already knows that she's tapped in that blogging is her thing. And I've read some of her writing, and it's extraordinary. You guys have read some of it. You've heard her writing. It's extraordinary. So, that's the way, definitely. Your writing is compelling, and people want to be engaged by you, Rose.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, at the end of this, can you send out, when you do the follow-up mail, links to the people who've been on the call?
If they're willing to share, absolutely. But, you know, the quickest thing is just join. If you aren't already a member of the network, just go over and join the network and start chatting away.
Okay, well, you're going to get me impassioned or empowered about that today. That's part of the main reason I'm on this call, my dear.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to gather that a lot of us that are doing this kind of work is we're meant to lead communities because this is the way that we're working. This is the way that we resonate. This is the way that where we come alive. You know, to some people, you don't realize it, but this is an extraordinary skill set that not everyone has. I used to get paid big bucks in corporate America, not because of my knowledge of technology, but because of my ability to be with people. So, and I'm going to bet, and I know some of you here already to a certain degree, and I'm going to tell you that it's probably, maybe if you're not having a lot of energy about being in other networks, it's because you need to be doing your own. So...
Okay.
There was no heavy-handed hammer going around here or anything like that. It was just this real solid sense.
what I'm experiencing today is someone's here who's just had a loss of a person. He hasn't died, but in her life, and it's like she's totally lost and alone, and she's just in awe of what I'm doing. And I've been avoiding that whole community of widows and people with losses, and I have to look at why I'm avoiding that, and that certainly can be building something for me, too.
Yep, and I can tell you that as a market, that is an interesting market with a lot of time and perhaps resources to start exploring this whole state of presence and being that you offer through your photography.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my sweets. And so, believe it or not, we are covering the content. This is how magical this way of working is. Everything that I wanted to cover is here, and I just don't do outlines well. But even though I do have some bullet points. So this is great, and your questions are really, like, so to the point and so important. And this is part of what leading a movement is being at choice with, okay, you know, who am I? What am I here to offer? Who am I here to offer it to? And, you know, how is it that I can do this so that I show up naturally and brilliantly as me? Because your brilliance is what's needed in the world. Your way of being touches other people in a way that's extraordinary and ripples transformation for them and awareness and aha and opening some light. I mean, just feel into that. Feel into the opening that you are in the world to people. It's just... the sensations are overwhelming. And so, you know, who are you to stay hiding out? You know, come on. It's time to come out and play. And it's time, all of these things are tools. You know, they're here to serve you. There are creative things. They are someone else's message. They're someone else's yearning, right? Someone created these technologies because, oh my gosh, if we've got this, then people will be able to do X. So, I mean, Twitter, if you think about it, Twitter and Facebook is an arising of an urging, a collective urging by a tribe. And there were certain people that stepped to the fore of the tribe and said, you know what? I feel my tribe, and they want this. And they went and they created it. And the beauty of this is that it was not a solitary creation. One person didn't create any of these things. That really is a huge message for us. It's already happening. People are already being this all over the world. Technology is one of the places we're seeing this. So the way that we get to create our work is in collaboration. And one of the quickest ways to get your work out, to build your tribe, is through other people getting to know who you are, what you do, what you deliver, and then they tell people. You know, it's that, like that commercial. And they tell two friends and so on, you know. So I just want to cover a couple of things. LinkedIn. I find LinkedIn, as we mentioned last week, just feel the energy of LinkedIn. It's very kind of like a professional kind of, you know, put together kind of feel for me. And there are different levels of conversation there. And there's some really fascinating groups. I'm the member of a group of bloggers, which is kind of cool. If you're blogging, and I think that blogging is the medium of this decade. I know it's been around for a while, but really blogging is the way that we get out who we are into the world. And if you're a writer and you're not blogging, you need to be. And even if you're not a writer, you know, there's just, we can share all different medium now. So it can be video, it can be audio, it can be anything. So that's one of the ways that I use it in groups. They've also got questions that are going on. You can participate. Somebody will ask a question and then different people chime in. And it can feel a little bit like a listserv in that way. The other thing that you can do on LinkedIn, which is really nice, is that you can endorse and recommend other people. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a testimonial from a true fan, from someone that knows you and has experienced you and is sharing specific things about you. Not, oh, Sheila's fantastic. But what is it that you get when you experience Sheila? you know. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's a gift not only to other people, but to the person that you are sharing about. Because so often in our lives we've been told what we haven't done right. And so it's extraordinary to hear from others what it is that we're glorious at. And in doing that, we actually help people remember who they are. And so one of the greatest things that you can do as a service to others, to your colleagues, to people who you know, is to give them a testimonial, to endorse them. And LinkedIn is one of those places where you can do that. I know there's another one called Names, which so many people send me invites to, and I was like, oh, my God, do I need another social network? And then at some point I just broke down and I joined. So I know that they do endorsements also, N-A-Y-M-Z. And it was like a lot of European people were using it. For some reason, that's the sense that I got. But so these endorsements are really, really important. And in Twitter, this is what you're doing in Twitter. You see tweet streams coming through and somebody's, you know, pointing to their blog post, you know. So go over to the blog. Read it. Comment. You know, if you see that it's something really cool, then you go back to Twitter, you retweet it, and you add a comment about it, something specific again. You know, this is how we start connecting with one another. And someone, that person is going to notice that you tweeted for them, and they're going to be just like, wow, that was Sheila. Oh, I got to get to know Sheila. I don't remember, I don't think I've ever connected with her before. And then she'll go to Sheila's, you know, profile, and she'll check out Sheila, and she'll go to Sheila's blogs, you know, and she'll get a sense of Sheila. And so the more that we do this, this is where the connection and the conversation comes in. Same thing on Facebook, as you see, you know, the posts coming by. One of the cool things is you can link in your blog to Facebook. And so people, you know, can subscribe to your blog right in Facebook. And I don't have to say why that's a really cool thing. So, Rose, that might be a really good strategy for you, is just deciding, you know, I'm going to look for specific people, and it doesn't have to be, you know, this isn't like, you know, having relationships with 1,000 people. This is like really, you know, tuning in and checking in. Who are the people that I want to explore and I want to get to know more? And kind of they're like in the foreground for you. And Twitter makes this really easy if you use TweetDeck, where you can create groups. And I explained that in the last training. So I'm going to move on to blogs. And I've been talking about blogs the whole time, but they're wonderful ways for you to start putting out who you are in the world. And there's so many different ways that you can use blogs, and I'm just going to mention a couple of things. My colleague and friend Bea Fields is doing a fantastic course that Sheila actually told me about, and I signed up for it, and it's going for, I think, 12 weeks, and you get a coaching session with her, and it's crazy how cheap it is. There's also another course by ProBlogger, which is very inexpensive, and it's actually like an e-course. Not an e-course. You have access. It's a digital product. But Darren Rouse from ProBlogger is amazing. So I will share some resources with you, some places that I go to for information. So there's a lot that you can do with blogging, but if you even just start off and do the basics right now, is just post regularly. You know, 3 times a week is nice, unless you're doing something. Like right now I'm hosting an event, and so hosting an event actually gives you an opportunity to really get active on your blog and invite people to join the conversation. And all of those kind of things help your, you know, search engine ranking. And it's also wonderful because a lot of times we post on our blogs and nobody writes back. Anybody ever experience that? And it's so wonderful when you get a comment and you can have a conversation. But there are different conversations to be had. So let's say a blog conversation is very different than a Ning conversation, than a Yahoo conversation. And so I think the thing is to start determining and checking in energetically right now, what's right for me right now. This is what I'm up to. So this is how I do it. This is what I'm up to right now. And I notice and see, and so I'll check in to see what's, and I'll tell you that I unsubscribe from newsletters. I switch my settings on my Yahoo groups. And so I get really focused. And so, like, right now, I can tell you that I'm focusing on Facebook, my blog, and on Twitter. Those are the three things that I'm using right now in Conscious Energy Shifts. Those are the three things that I'm going to use on the Conscious Business Telesummit that starts on Thursday. Now, there are other things. I could also add a Facebook page, but right, I wouldn't get really crazy, and a Facebook page should be something in your future. But even if you just actively right now have a blog, have a Twitter account, and have a Facebook account, you can start building relationships. And you can post the link to your blog. And the way that I do this is this. First of all, titles are really important in people either opening and paying attention to your blog posts or your emails. So the title should have some kind of benefit. It should have something that people want. It should be pointing to something. And so when you post on Twitter, it should be about something that people are going to want to check out. It could be a question. It could be a benefit that you're mentioning. It could be that you're identifying with the group. It could be coaches or energy healers. It's got to be something where people recognize themselves in it. So that's an important piece that you have to include in any communication. I don't care what it is. It could be a blog post. It could be a tweet. It could be something on LinkedIn. It could be, you know, your emails. It's got to connect. You've got to connect with the tribe. You've got to connect with the message. And you've got to connect with the other side of the message, which may be what's the urging. What is it that they're wanting? Right? So it's the potential of the problem. But sometimes when you couch it in the problem, people understand it. So I play around actually with potential and problem in my titles, and I find that there's a good number of people that are attracted to me that are more interested in promise than problem. And so you might check in for yourself and experiment and play and notice what kind of blog posts, what kind of tweets get a reaction. So,
Noah, did you say intentions and problems? What was the first word?
I have no idea, but it'll be on the recording and you'll get it.
Oh, okay. You play with potential. Intentions and problems or something in your title.
Yeah, who knows what I said.
Potential.
Potential. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in terms of blogs, here are the other things that I find are really, really important, and I have to thank my friend Sheila Finkelstein for really making me conscious of this. Attributions. You need to give attributions. I know that we wouldn't think of not attributing someone's words when we pluck something from someone's book. We certainly write the author, the person who said that. And so the same thing with pictures and images. Sometimes I don't have attributions because I don't have, you know, there's nowhere for me to get the attribution. I try to do that less and less. But every time that I take something from somewhere. And right now I use Flickr's Creative Commons, which is one of the best places to get images, especially if you want to be aligned and know who the author is, who the photographer is. So using a source that really allows you to give attribution, because if we think about it, it's energetic. Do you know what I mean? We want to honor. Wow, look at this amazing image. And so, yeah, use images with your pose. We're visual beings. A good number of us really, really respond to images. All of us do. Because, again, they're pre-language, and there's so much that we get from that. So attribution on your blogs, that's really important. One of the ways that's become quite popular for getting your message out and being seen is to do what's called a blog tour, right? So you get together with a number of people, and you are a guest blogger on their blog. And so their readers get to see your work. And that's a beautiful way to get your work out. Sometimes people have like a blogging mastermind also, where you agree that you're going to check out each other's blogs and post, you know, comments from time to time. And the other thing is that sometimes what people will do, I know I get these invitations, people will pick out certain folks in their community who they'd like to chime in, and they'll email them. So I've gotten these kind of emails. Hey, Adela, can you check out this blog post on blah, 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 and just, you know, check in with your comments? And so if you don't want to have a formal relationship with people, you can approach people on an as-needed basis, especially if you're launching something. These are the kind of things that you want to take a look at. Who can you partner with, and who wants to help you spread the word about what you're doing? So a blog tour is a great way to do that. I promised I'd speak about a couple of my watering holes, but first I just want to stop and see if there are any questions, any comments. Okay, you have to press star 7 to speak because I've got you on Q&A. Hey, Rose?
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is all, I feel like you're just sowing lots and lots and lots of seeds and that I might not necessarily be able to use all this immediately, but I know it's all going to be, it's all going to grow into something really good. So just another thank you, really. I feel like you're giving so much. And you're such a good model in there.
Thank you.
That's one of the things I'm learning from you. Is like I know that my next step is just to start giving myself away in a way, but not giving myself away at the same time.
Rose, this is so on because I know that there are other people, and I've even agreed with them. I think Suzanne was talking about not doing freebies, Suzanne Evans on one of our calls, and I agree with that. And it all depends on the energetic. But in terms of getting your work out there, especially if you're in the beginning of creating an online business and creating an online community, you know, like in any business, you got to pay your dues in terms of people getting to know you. And so one of the ways that we pay our dues is by, you know, having people have an experience of us. And so, Rose, if you don't mind pressing star 6, just because I hear the doggy, but...
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And I lost my train of thought. So I guess it's not important. Totally lost where I was. But one of the things that I did want to touch on, Rose, is that we keep thinking that there's a set way to do things. You guys see how I work. I'm flowing. I come in and out. I'm not going to be the right person for someone that wants a 20-step spelled out how to launch your social media strategy. That's not me. Now, I could do that because I worked in corporate America. I worked for a law firm. I managed technology for 13 years, and I was a legal secretary before that for a long time. So in terms of detailed work and being anal, and I could, you know, physically I could produce something like that, and I could help you write it, definitely. But I find that all the knowing in the world, all the steps, all the step-by-step thing is – there are certain things that you need to know that for. Of course, how do you set up your Facebook account? How do you set up Twitter? You know, and as things get more intuitive, less and less we need to do that. So I find that the energy of just being afraid of something and being afraid to do it wrong is the biggest thing. You know, all the things that are created now, people did wrong lots and lots and lots till they figured out how to do it. That's just the way that it plays. Intuitively, what's happening now, since we're so connected to Source and it's such an open framework energetically, is we're getting brilliant stuff right off the bat. And some of us just have to open up to be more than how we're showing up, because there's just brilliant access right now. So thank you, Rose, because I used to, you know, be afraid to be who I am, so... So it's good to know that people get it. So I wanted to share with you a couple of elite online watering holes. And really, aside from my own communities, these are just two places where I hang out, where I am fed immensely, immensely. And I'll send you links to these places. One of the places, it's a coaching group. And I've got to check with them to see, you know, how strict they are about it, because I know that they have people who support coaches, but it seems to me that there are a lot of people there that aren't coaches also. And it's called the New Coach Connection, and it's a Yahoo group. And I'll tell you, you can ask. There's different themes. There's like a Techie Thursday, Marketing Monday, and everybody is so helpful. There's people running the gamut. There's people like in the beginning that don't know anything, and there are people who are making, you know, six figures a year and more. And everybody helps out. Everybody supports you. They've also got, you know, you for free, you know, like when you can promote your stuff on the weekend. They've got Free Friday that actually runs through Sunday, so you can promote your events. But I can tell you one place where you can really learn about, you know, relationship is the New Coach Connection. It's an extraordinary community, and they've got a blog too. And I'll send links to all these places. I'll check with the New Coach Connection first just to make sure. But the other one, actually my friend Sheila turned me on to, and it's a it's an online community called Self-Starters Weekly Tips. And it is amazing. She's got a very inexpensive elite mastermind. I think it's $20-something dollars a month. And every Thursday she's got a webcast. No, it's like a webinar. And she covers, I mean, the gamut. She is an affiliate, a super affiliate, which means she really knows how to do affiliate marketing. This is how she makes a living. But she's extremely generous, and she knows so much. And everybody else in that mastermind group, everyone is so experienced, and even new people, and they're so supportive. So I'm just mentioning these two because these two are the ones that I hang out. So I'm learning even more about marketing, even more about search engine stuff. And not only that, I've got a whole bunch of people that if I need work done, you know, they're good, and they do, they're reasonably priced, and they're really connected as a community. So those are just two examples, and I'm telling you that there are probably loads of other places like this out there. And it may be that as you open up and you align yourself, you're going to find these communities, or maybe even create your own, which I think a lot of this is about. So those are really the two places where I hang out mostly, and my own networks, which I haven't been hanging out at for a while, but I am now. So, and I am a big fan of starting your own thing. There's nothing that's going to put you into leadership and leading your movement than just starting your own community. You know, your own living room, your own place to welcome people to. As someone who has felt uncomfortable sometimes in terms of showing up in other groups, I found out that by creating my own group, I showed up brilliantly. You know, I could welcome people, I could be friendly, I could be open, and it was so funny. When I was in other groups, sometimes I felt a hesitance to share myself. On the New Coach Connection, I think I lurked for a year, which is so extraordinary for me. But I know that at that time, I know what that was about. I know that for me, I thought I wasn't good enough. I didn't know enough to contribute. That was the story that I had. That was a racket I had going on for about a year. Over there. And then one day I was just so embarrassed of receiving so much from everyone that I was just like, guys, here I am, you know, and I think I offered to do something. I stepped up for something because I had received so much. So starting your own community sometimes will be the answer for some of you folks in terms of really diving in a way that you have never shown up before, because there's something about when you have to show up for others that calls your brilliance forth. And so that's one of the secrets of leadership. And your leadership can be a different style. It doesn't have to be top-down, old-world leadership. I consider myself a leader, and my leadership style is very different than that old-world, you know, top-down kind of leadership. So leadership is something very unique. It's like, you know, the Baskin and Robbins flavors. There's all flavors. And so you've got to be your flavor of leadership. I mentioned a couple of Twitter tools, Hootsuite.com, SocialOomph.com, and TweetDeck.com. I will put those in an email. Actually, I'll put all that stuff up on a page because I've got a page that I created for this, and one of the transcripts is ready already, and I will be sending this one off, and so you'll have transcripts also aside from the recordings. So cool. Let's take a nice deep breath. I need to. I've been speaking for a while. And so I wanted to, hopefully you've gotten some answers, some pieces to your questions. I want to start with Sharon. What is the best way to come back out into the world and build a tribe? What is the sequence? It's checking in, Sharon. So let's take a moment to do that right now for you. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And everyone else is welcome to do this too. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And magical three, one more deep breath. And exhale. And just feel yourself as you've been cocooned. God, this has been so yummy to have this time for you, this time to explore, be out in the world, tasting, experimenting, sampling, experiencing, living, being. And as you came back from that hyper-creational, hyper-experiential, energetic, you were called to a time and a place of deep connection where you cocooned yourself and cradled yourself in the arms of the Cosmic Mother, deep in Gaia's belly, as a new being is coming into life. Because as you engage life and you allow it free rein in your being, there is a constant anewing and renewing, and you are shifted forevermore. The template of your being is totally reorchestrated down to a cellular level, even beyond that, on an energetic level. You are new. You are different. You are now. And so that now, even though it occurs instantly, may appear in physical reality in a bit of a time lapse. And there are things that in physicality have their own timing and their own being and their own nature. And so everything has occurred. And there's just a coming into awareness, a reorchestrating of the physical, accommodating this new energy, this new you. And so this cocooning time is such a precious gift. And just feel that. And as the budding new you is peering out into the world, into the here and now, and coming through, notice if you're fully here, fully now, fully wow. And you know you're fully wow because the energy is just pouring and pushing through you, just moving you, wanting to be right here and now. And so notice what that being right here and now feels like. Just allow your sensing to open. The broadband nature of your hypersensing being opening up to divine downloads. To the solid knowing in your body of what is here for you in this moment. And see your creation in its gelling. It's still in movement, it's still in creation, but as you breathe life into it with each movement that you take, it becomes more real. It starts taking form and shape. And notice what that is. It might be having some conversations with people about an idea that you have. And it may not even be that you're going to partner with these people. But it may be that in speaking about your idea, it becomes more clear. So speaking is one of the ways that we bring the energy of possibility and potential into being. So where are your opportunities for speaking the energy? Just notice where those are. And they may be on Twitter, they might be on Facebook or your blog, maybe at a local meeting, maybe at a meetup. And maybe when you're at a conference and you meet someone and they ask you what you do, that oh so boring question, and you can tell them who you're being and what you're so excited about, and then find out what they're so excited about. And sometimes it's not even in what you say, so notice the energy of your listening. Notice how your hearing is transformed as you plunge into the depth of your essence, bringing it into being, calling it into consciousness in every aspect of you, saturating the cells of your body, providing you access to the living mind way beyond your physical mind, and the cosmic pool of creation. And notice how when someone's speaking, your hearing perks, and there's something there for you too in the listening. You hear something you've never heard before. That's just in time right now. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just notice this potential that is coming through you in this moment, this essence, this message that is you flowing through you. What does it require of your being? Take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to open, flow, expand, to be the being delivering this message. Being the essence of you, leading the movement that this message calls for. And notice who you become as a consequence of this message moving through you, of your essence arising into full consciousness. And notice if you're speaking on a stage. Notice if you're in a circle of seated people. Notice if you're in a gym with maybe crowds of people in little groups. Notice if you're on your blog writing and people are emailing you and posting and tweeting. Notice if you're speaking at a teleseminar. Notice if you're a member of a teleseminar and you are speaking. And just notice the myriad modes and mazes of possibility where you can speak the energy, hear the energy, write the energy, be the energy. Take a nice deep breath and exhale. Take another nice deep breath and exhale. One more deep breath and exhale. Just feeling the rippling here and now of the awareness of our experience. And your next creation for putting out what you're up about to your tribe. Thank you, everyone. So I'd like to check in specifically with each one of you, and we'll complete whatever needs completing as we check in. Whether you have an additional question, because I know Rose wanted to know about what you need to do on Facebook, so I just want to see if that question's still here, or if what's cooking. Who's first? Star 7 to unmute.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I think I know what my next step is. So.
Can you share it?
Well, I can. I said earlier that I was going to. I actually spent quite a lot of yesterday looking at blogs on WordPress, and I picked out a new theme for my new blog, and I've now got a new title for my for my new blog, and because I've been exploring the idea of living a conscious life, but actually I know that what's more closer to my heart is living a soulful life, and so I'm going to create a new blog around that and start, because I just want to write, really. And so I'm going to write on my blog several times a week and use that as a way to sort of interact with people who are signing up for my newsletter and signing up for Whole New World and just really work those, connect with the people, as you say, connect with the people that I really want to connect with. And I think very soon, as soon as I have that going, I don't want to overload myself too much, but as soon as I have that going, I'm going to start offering some free TEDx classes as well so that I can start connecting with people verbally as well as in writing. So I feel incredibly excited because I've been feeling quite overwhelmed and moving in and out of quite difficult energy, as I've said on the other calls, for quite a while now. And I feel like there's some new energy just starting to really come through me. I haven't felt actually this excited for a long time, so thank you.
Man, this beats being bored. Really.
I'm never bored.
Well, yeah, but it beats being, you know, with this energy that isn't moving you. And Rose, being with a tribe of people like this, really, this is the way. It's just so much easier. It's so much easier. And so you have blogs right now, you said, right?
I have a blog called The Growing Edge that I've been writing on for about a year and a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I don't have that many readers so far. So
right.
I'm going to keep that one going because it's connected up with my website, Whole New World.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start this second blog, which is going to be more which I'm going to use to connect with people sort of in the now, what's going on in the now.
Yeah, and you know, the not having enough readers, this is a really interesting thing too, because I didn't have many readers for a long time either. And I was like putting things out, and I was like, okay, well, why do I want to keep doing this? Even though it feels good to write to me. The more that you get into your compelling, unique point of view, that's different, the more readers you're going to have, the more that you're on the edge with your message, the more readers you're going to have. And I would also say that it would probably be a good thing to write a post in your existing blog mm-hmm. and let people know about this new direction that you're taking that's got you so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, letting people know in your communities, like, you know, I know that you're a member of one of my communities at least, if not both.
Yeah, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so I did it so that at the Conscious Business Network we could post events. Folks, I've got it open so that anybody can post an event. And you could also let people know that, you know, you wrote a new blog post and okay. let people know. I asked people not to use the bulk email too much, somebody used it the other day and they were fine, the two folks that did it. Just because, you know, I'm conscious of people wanting to be communicated with. But certainly use the discussions over there. Certainly let us know if there's something going on because people who are in your community want to support you, Rose. So let us know about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Then you're welcome. And I would say with Facebook, you know, if you link in your blog to Facebook, that would be extraordinary.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
And that's not too hard to do. I can send you how to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's not hard to do. That's not hard to do. I can send you how to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, it's not really hard. And all you'll need is 9 people that will say, yeah, she's a real person.
uh-huh.
And so you'll pick those people from your friends, and you can certainly
right.
use me.
Okay.
I'm happy to say, hey, she's a real person, and this is a real blog. Yeah, you'll get those 9 in no time at all. And this way people can have access to your blog, and then you can post about your blog. And if you want to get an idea of what I do, just check out my stuff and you'll see, go to my wall and see how I do it. And,
right.
You know, and then say, oh, okay, so that's how she does it. So, okay, let me try it like this. That's an idea for you if you want to try it out. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
All righty.
It's Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Great call. And Rose, I want you to know I'm totally inspired by what you've said, what you're doing, and your voice is wonderful. You'll do marvelously when you get into the teleclass course, so you're just so totally enrolling. And I look forward to getting your links and seeing your writing.
Thank you.
And Adela, thanks for all the acknowledgement. And I'm going to send you, I modified my header based on our course today. If you would do a quick look at it after the call, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank
and
you.
We'll do that audio testimonial for you on my audio.
I know.
After that, or yours.
I know. I've got to send it to you. See, this is like, this is why I need a VA. I'm actually going to hire one.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I actually spoke to one yesterday. Yeah, I need help. Because
okay,
my business is growing and I need support. Even though I can do it all.
Right.
So, yeah, great. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Great. Sharon, are you still with us?
Hi, Adela. This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Oh, my. That was very powerful, and I thank you. It brought me to tears. What I really got was that I've skipped to the end of where I am now, and I'm trying to create something there. But in reality, my gift is going back to the beginning of when I unplugged and the gift that I gave to myself, because there are millions of people out there in the world that are afraid to do that and or have done it and don't know how to come out. And the interesting thing is we can do that together. I don't have to know it all.
Absolutely.
I've experienced it.
Sharon, I would love to read a blog. I'm telling you right now. I would love to read a blog from someone who said, you know what, I'm fed up with this, and I'm just going to totally unhook from it. Because I've been threatening to do that for 2 years now, and I haven't done it yet. And
well,
and I went out and I did this. That, I mean, that's a book.
Yeah. Well, I have. Actually, I've written the book. The book is almost complete.
Awesome.
And I've actually, while I was writing the book, music started flowing through me. A woman walked up to me and said, you should be playing the harp, and she gave me this harp. And it's like I knew how to play, and instead of really playing the harp, which I do, but it's like my messages are just coming through in song, so it's a whole other way to deliver. And now I got caught up in creating products out of those, and it's like, wait, go back to the beginning and remember what that was, because that's the gift. You know, not putting the product out, yes, put the product out, but that's the gift. That's what I really got. And interesting, last night I sat down with Spirit and cried and said, I'm so lost. I don't know where to start, you know. And it came through really clear. I know I want to blog, but what came through clearly last night, and I went on to GoDaddy right away and registered a new domain called Embrace a New You.
Mm.
And it went ping. So that's my new blog, which isn't up yet, but I mean, it's
yay.
Like, okay, it moved some energy. So what you did was very powerful. I think we all need to remember where we came from and not get caught up in where we are now.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's all an adventure, and we're going to have
it's
these
all
moments.
An adventure.
Yeah.
It's all an adventure.
It's all an adventure. Let's have a blast. Let's hang out
oh
with people.
God.
Let's hang out with people who get us and who want to party with us. That's what I say.
Play a party and celebrate and get in the juice of it and forget this freaking processing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, I am so with you. One of the main motivators that I started doing the conscious energy shifts was because I found myself getting stuck in the blah, blah, blah with my divorce. I'm like, oh, my God, who are you?
I did that, too.
Yeah.
I did that, too. That's when I sold everything and took off and just went
well,
into the, you know,
yeah.
the world. It was like, gotta remove myself from everything and unplug and see life in a whole different way. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was my way. It's not everybody's way, but it worked for me.
But, Sharon, do you know how many people have done that, where you just did, sold everything off and went off, either whether it was Europe or a trip to India? there's lots of people that have done this. Lots of people that have done this. So there is definitely a tribe that, and some of these, some of your tribe, they haven't done this, but they want to do this.
They want to do it.
And
or
so
there's lots of people that have gotten lost in it too.
Yeah.
And are having trouble finding their way back to the world.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much. There's so many ways that your blog and your message can serve. Can you feel it?
Yes, and that's been my biggest problem because I'm so expansive. It's like there's so many potentials, and I'll go, well, let's try this one. Well, let's try that one. And then I need to find one and just hone in and focus and go deep.
Well, this is what I would say, too. I was just talking about this on an earlier call, and you might want to check out my blog today at selfcaremastery.com/blog because I wrote about this.
Okay.
I wrote about this because I think that some of us are just hyper-creational by nature. So what I do, I may have multiple streams going on, but what I do, Sharon, is I go with the one that has energy.
Uh-huh.
Right? And sometimes I'll go with this one, and then I'll be with this one, and then the other one will kind of come online, and then I'll go on that one. And each one that I go on informs the end. And it's part of the ongoing creation of me. That's how my work has evolved in terms of, like,
what
I do.
That's why I resonate with you.
Yeah.
That's why one of the reasons I resonate with you. It was like as soon as I heard you, I was like, bing.
Yeah.
Our energies match. Yeah.
Exactly. And so this is the same thing with you. You've got a tribe of people that are going to totally get you from moment one. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, Sharon, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same thing. And so the more that they're going to get that is the more that you are that you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more that you are who you really are, not who you think you have to be because this marketing expert told you that, whatever they told you.
Yes, and what I really get, too, is that those things, all the social media, all those things are tools.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tools. And even what the experts say, a lot of the things that the experts say at a certain point in time is going to resonate. You're going to say, oh, I'm going to do what, it's going to totally fit. The strategy, the tool is going to totally fit. But this is the problem that I see with business in general, is that we're trying to superimpose some model over you. When you don't have access to you, and so then you go and do this person's system, then you do that person's system, then you do the other person's system, and you think, oh, my God, okay, no, it's social media that I need now, so let me go do this. So if we don't really connect with ourselves, our essence, our message, our tribe, we're like going around like, on a hamster wheel. It's crazy.
Yes.
Yes. So,
I agree.
Yeah, so for me, it's like this is the core. This is where everything flows from this. So thank you,
and
Sharon.
And I've known that for some reason I know why I've had trouble honing in. It has totally been that thing of being hyper-creative.
Yeah.
And even so, people are saying, well, I've got this book and I've got this music and putting up websites for different ones or do I put them together? And people are going, you can only choose one. You can only choose one. And every time they say that, my whole body just goes into contraction. I'm like, but I'm more than that. Neither do I want to be scattered. And
yeah.
So that's it.
Well, I'm going to repeat again. I think this is part of how we work. This is part of how we process. This is part of how we create.
Yes.
I think that that's the thing. And so not, poo-pooing yourself and saying, oh, my God, I'm so scattered. Check in on the energy. Are you? Because maybe you are being scattered. But not when it comes to this hyper-creative stuff. I'm finding that for me, it's actually part of the way that I create. And so,
one feeds the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like one day I might be sitting at the harp for almost the whole day, and like I might get two or three songs come through, and then a different day I'm sitting down and I'm writing for like 3 days in a row and forgot to eat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
I know exactly what
energy,
you're talking about.
Yes, so wherever the energy is that day is where I put my attention.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to control it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yay.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, everyone. You guys, you see, we got so much done with just, four of us on the line. It was perfect. So I thank you.
Thank you to everyone else here on the line.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Adela, I love you. I bless you. I smother you with group juicy, juicy kisses.
How did you know I love group juicy kisses? You just know me. See, people know who I am, It's like, bring it on. I love that stuff. So thank you so much for you guys. Yeah, thank you. The recording will be up shortly. If you have any questions, anything comes up, I'm available, adela@adelarubio.com. And I hope to hear you on another call soon. Love you all. Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Bye.